1,000 sketches in 1,000 days. Day 537. Sketch 816. Something to say.
Know what we don't give our listeners?
What's that?
Pleasure.
Pleasure, hilarity, entertainment. I was thinking like epically long sketches. You know, Rich was telling us about he was unprepared for the length of the latest Batman movie, and it was just like really long. So I kind of thought we should pick a sketch that allows us to recreate that experience for our listeners.
Yeah. I'm going to be honest with you, Simon. I think they've seen through your subterfuge and are predicting already what's going to happen. I mean, A, because it's obvious, and B, because you've done this technique once already. It went out recently.
Possibly twice.
What? Come on. I'm an original thinker. Why are you saying that?
You're not original because you're saying the same thing you said before. You're unoriginal by your own terms, if nothing else.
I'm original of myself. I'm original tonight. I haven't said it already this evening.
No, that is fair. Can't deny it.
It's only plagiarism if you look back long enough.
Is it only plagiarism if you remember? If you don't remember, it's a plagiarism.
So
yes, listeners, this is a very short sketch. Anyway, I will be John, and Rich can be Tony.
Okay.
Now, Tony, would you like to say something about yourself?
Sure. Something about yourself. Yeah, thanks. I enjoyed that.
Nice.
Was that one of mine?
It's definitely one of yours.
I thought it was.
The only reason I was uncertain is because it's John and Tony.
That will be in reference to John Hegley's series, The Adventures of John and Tony.
For fuck's sake.
Who was the Tony? Tony Slattery?
No, the Tony was Simon Munnery, bizarrely.
I've heard that. I'd forgotten.
Don't know why he was called Tony rather than Simon, but cracking little series. Nigel Piper's music is astonishing and unavailable anywhere. Anyway.
Do you have an
That sounds like a weird, like...
or VHS.
Advert. Simon Piper's music is amazing. Not available anywhere. Not available in any shop.
In shops.
Or on the internet. Or like in his mum's house. It's gone, mate. It's gone.
I bet it's in his mum's house. And to answer your question, Simon, I have it on CDR. Which
he stole
may
it.
Not be
he
entirely
stole it
legal.
Off of the internet.
It was never commercially available.
The BBC
stole it from us all by hiding it in their vaults and occasionally on 4Extra.
I mean, I would say that's a spurious argument, but compared to Simon's, it's okay, I stole it because I forgot. you're walking for that one.
Thank God for that.
So only Simon is going down.
Oh. Well, I'm not going down. I protest.
Okay, Simon's not going down. If only we knew a lawyer.
No piracy for you.
But yes, it's a hideous sketch, but in a weird way it could work.
I like it, and it is stupid. And I like it because it is stupid.
Yes.
Goodbye.
You said that before as well.
1,000 Sketches in 1,000 Days was written by the Albion Basement. It was performed by Richard Catherall and Simon Toohey. It was produced by Alistair Turvitt. The music is by The Evenings. See you tomorrow.